Hey, Tony, it's Kalee Schreier. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So where are you located?
I'm in Nashville.
Oh, awesome. I love Nashville.
Are you calling from L.A. now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, good old hot L.A. I'm sure it's hot there, too, though, huh?
Well, it's about half of our state's not on fire, so that helps. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Seriously. Because you guys have water. We have no water.
It's hard to think of, especially, you know, growing up on the East Coast myself, thinking about L.A. is like this far-off land that doesn't exist except for on TV shows.
I know. Have you ever been here?
No, I have not.
Oh, my goodness. You gotta make a trip out here.
I know. A lot of my favorite artists and authors are from out there, so I've been meaning to take a trip out there.
Yeah, you definitely should. We could do an in-person interview next time you're out here.
Yeah, definitely. So, West Coast Cowgirl is a single you're pushing now, right?
Yep, West Coast Cowgirl.
So, it's I love the idea behind that, because I was just thinking earlier when I was trying to come up with some conversation points to hit with you, that it seems that we've taken the end Western out of country music, and we're...
Yeah!
How do you do that? Like, for so long it was country and Western music. There's a whole genre of movies named after it. There's, you know, it's like,
yeah.
When you mention, you know, country music to people from out of the country, that, you know, everybody, you know, that's the whole stereotype. The joke is they all think we're cowboys and everything. To take the end Western out of country music. I understand it if it was to globalize it and kind of make it include the rest of the country. But it seems like most of the country you hear now is focused on the South.
Yep, exactly. It's crazy. It's like, when did we get to that place?
Yeah, there's so many cultures that have to do with the kind of music that, you know, that we're into, the genre that we're in, that it's to focus it on one portion of the country it just kind of switches around, you know. And especially since there's so many iconic you know, California-based country legends.
Yep. Yep. Like, out here we have Buck Owens, the Crystal Palace,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it's like you said, it's iconic. So, yeah, it is crazy. And that's why I'm real excited to be, you know, pursuing country out here and trying to kind of revamp it. You know what I mean?
So you've been to Nashville then, I'd take it.
Yep, I love Nashville.
Yeah. I love cities like Nashville and L.A. and I haven't been to L.A., but I've been to up and down the East Coast, and I love cities that have their own little culture to them. And from the video, I saw you had a lot of you know, L.A. imagery in the video behind the country lyrics and music, and I like that. I like smashing things together that don't seem like they're supposed to go together, but all I know about L.A. is what I see in movies and read about in, you know, Bukowski novels. But
We actually have a bar on my street called Barkowski.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, now I have to get out there because he's my favorite.
Yeah.
But
oh, my God. That's so crazy. I actually know his niece. A friend of mine is renovating her. She has a funky little Bukowski store in Silver Lake, I think it is, and he's renovating it and, like, turning it into a really cool, you know, right now it's kind of like a hole-in-the-wall-ish, and he's turning it into a really chic store, and it's actually his niece, so pretty crazy.
That's pretty
wild. She has, like, all of his original stuff, and so, yeah, if you ever do make it out here, I can actually, like, make the intro for you, so that might be cool.
What I was thinking about was, I was wondering what the recording country music out on the, like, in L.A. compared to Nashville, the different scenes.
So, I've actually never recorded in Nashville, although I've spent some time there. I love it. But it was interesting, because in the beginning of my career, I thought about moving to Nashville, because that's where country music is, that's where all the, you know, it's the heartbeat of country music. But then I really thought about it, and I wanted to stay true to my roots and, you know, to my West Coast vibe. So I found an awesome producer out here, and he loves country music. And the reason why it works with us is because he shares that same passion for country as I do, and he knows it. He might even know more about country music than I do now. He's, like, so into it, which is so cool. We totally geek out over it together, which is awesome. But, you know, he's also, his flavor, he has a really strong pop background, and he works with a lot of the, you know, the pop artists out here in LA, and I'm one of two country artists that he works with. So I wanted to make sure that we really maintained, like, the West Coast LA flavor in my music, you know, without letting go of all the traditional, you know, country elements of, like, storytelling and banjo and pedal and lap steel and all that. So I think it's actually really been beneficial to me, and it's helped me maintain, you know, like, the integrity of being a West Coast cowgirl. So, yeah.
Well, as far as being a country artist in California or on the West Coast in general, and I might be showing my ignorance, but just, you know, because it's the kind of thing I'm interested in, the different, you know, we deal with it in Nashville, the stereotype of some people, there's stereotypes linked to every city. I grew up in Orlando, so, you know, I know about cities getting stereotypes of, everybody thinks, you know, I grew up in Disney World. But,
yeah.
So, you know, L.A. kind of sometimes gets a bad rap as far as maybe just because of Hollywood or just because of the movies and, you know, as being superficial or things like that. And country music is known for being so, known for its candor and its honest, and its, you know, it's the down-homeness of it. Does that, I don't know, how much does that play in to when you're writing?
I totally agree. Every town has their stereotypes, right? But what's really, I've been to a lot of places, and I love, you know, found beauty in each place that I've been to. But what I think is so cool about LA is it is so sprawling, so huge, and it's divided into little, you know, subdivisions or subcultures. So you can't, you know, you see what you see on TV, and, you know, like the Beverly House, I don't even watch that show, The Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever it's called. And that, I'm sure those women exist, and I don't know them, and I actually don't bump into them, you know, but you kind of get what you're looking for in L.A. There's all these little subdivisions and subcultures, and they're all different, you know? So to think that everything is like what you see on TV, I mean, like you just said, you know that's not the case, but no, it's really cool. Like, the culture that we have out here and the different variety of subcultures is so interesting, and this is such a music-driven city also, although not country music per se, but there's so much music here. The live music is awesome, and, you know, you've got Sunset Boulevard, the Whiskey and the Roxy and all these historical venues, and, you know, the Mint has played shows at the Mint, which is an amazing historical venue in L.A., and I think right now is a really good time to be a country artist in L.A., for me, at least. It's definitely not playing in Nashville where you're surrounded by a bunch of your peers per se, but it's very much welcomed, especially with Stagecoach, you know, really kind of booming in the last few years, which is just outside of LA, about 2 hours. The country fan base has really exploded.
Yeah.
All over California, all over the West Coast, and now's a good time.
Well, and also the era of music that we're living in, where everything is digital, we're at a point now with social media. You don't necessarily need to be where the record label is to make it. Anybody can get your stuff, your material from anywhere now. You can post it from your laptop on the road. You can be where you want to be and still do what you want to do. And it's kind of this little renaissance we're going through now. And I think even the big companies are trying to figure out how it's going to work.
Exactly. And in that same breath, because I totally agree, it's a digitally driven time that we're in, and everything is so shareable and so accessible. But I also think that can take you so far, and I am huge on being in person, meeting someone in person, because you can see someone and hear their music, and who knows, we know all the tricks of the trade. You can auto-tune people, and you can Photoshop people, but there's nothing better than being face-to-face with someone and feeling their energy and seeing what they look like in person, because that's another part of our society today, is you can completely disguise yourself, you know, behind social media. So that's why I like to make trips out to Nashville and meet with my publicist and meet with my media team and meet people, just go out and socialize and meet people, because there's a presence that you have, you know, obviously in person, that you can't portray over the phone or online. So I think that's important that we don't lose that aspect of it too, you know.
Now, do you do much touring?
I haven't actually toured out, like, over in the Nashville. I played, though, actually last August. I had a music festival out in Nashville. But, yeah, I play all over L.A., Arizona, mainly the West Coast. But obviously, I would love to get out east, back east, and the South. It's just a matter of time until we can organize a tour that makes sense to everyone, you know?
Yeah. Well, even just any kind of touring, even in your own regional area, is that it dovetails into what you were saying about meeting people. You want to get out there on the road. You want to see the fans. You want to meet the radio guys in different towns, and
yep.
You know, show them your face and shake hands and be there in person. And there's something to be said.
Yep.
There's, you know, you can put your face in a picture on Twitter, but there's something to be said about going out there and still doing it the old-fashioned way. And I think no matter what genre you're in, I think that still holds true.
Exactly, I agree. Yeah, so West Coast Cowgirls now out at radio, so I'm definitely organizing a West Coast radio tour where I can just go and shake hands, introduce myself, maybe claim a song or two, because it's so important, you know. And the next show that I have coming up is actually in Vegas, October 4th.
And
there's
going
to be lots of industry peeps there, so it's going to be a really awesome, obviously, show, but also for networking, meeting people at I'm really excited about that, so that'll
That's
be
awesome.
Cool.
Where's that going to be? What venue?
I'm playing the Route 91 Harvest Festival, so I play Sunday. So the night that I play, Tim McGraw headlining. Keith Urban plays on Saturday, which I'm really excited for, and then Friday is Florida Georgia Line. And Route 91 Harvest, you should come out for it, actually. It's a blast. It's like, have you been to any of the big music festivals, like the big country festival?
Not on the West Coast. Been to the ones
over
here.
Have you been to, like, I guess it's kind of like a, but you know what, like, Stagecoach is like, and
yeah.
Like Water said, Fastowars.
Yeah.
So it's a Live Nation festival, and I'm actually playing on the Next from Nashville stage, which I'm super excited about, because last year I was at Rap 91 as an audience member, and I had the time of my life, and I just sat there and, like, visualized and prayed to be on that stage next year, and then it happened, so pretty cool.
Oh, it's like the secret. You just visualize it and it comes true.
It is. I'm telling you. I believe in telling the universe what you want more now than I ever have before. But because I've been doing it and I've been seeing, watching it unfold, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Well, it's
you
funny.
Got to go after it and don't give up.
Definitely. And it's funny you say you didn't. You said telling the universe what you want, not asking it. Because there is a certain point where, especially in Nashville, you see it a lot where people will come. People just come to town and they're like, okay, I'm here. You make me famous. Like, you have to go out.
Right.
And you have to go out and get it and make it. Especially in this day and age,
yeah.
where it's so. I mean, the old adage of there being so much competition. It's twice, 10 times as much now with the fact that anybody can put a YouTube video out.
Yep. And it's interesting. It's the same thing, you know, with L.A. and actors. Everybody thinks they move here and, okay, I'm going to wake up and be famous next Tuesday. And it's like, I've got a lot of actor and actress friends that have been working their butts off. And they're, you know, they're finally making it, or thankfully a few of them have made it. And some are still trying to make it. But it's the same kind of thing with music, absolutely.
So,
and that, you know, that's what, sorry to interrupt
no,
you, but on that note, you know, like, people are going to see me on the Next from Nashville stage, Route 91, and most people will think, like, who's this girl? Where'd she come from, you know, overnight? But really, I've been busting my butt working so hard at this career for the past, you know, however many years.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, from the opposite side, it just appears to have happened overnight. And it's like, anybody who knows me knows how long and hard I've been working.
When I first came to town in Nashville, that was one of the things that got me by surprise, was meeting cats that I heard on the radio when I was just a fan, and then I come to town and I meet them, and thinking that they were super famous because they already had an album out, and then you realize that there's guys out there with, you know, two or three records out before they get that superstardom, and that's it. But as long as you can make a living and you're doing what you love. I guess that sounds cliche, but it's funny when you actually get to do it and you're like, oh crap, this is like when you finally start making enough money doing what you want rather than, and you get to stop working that day job and just go out there and do what you want for a living. And you're like, oh wow, I'm actually making a living doing what something that people, you know, a couple of years ago I was dreaming about.
Yeah. And it's such a cool feeling. Right. And, so a lot of hard work and it pays off.
So the video for West Coast Cowgirl, like I said before, I love the imagery, like the different scenes, the graffiti on the background mixed with the
yeah.
You know, it just, it was a really cool you know, just like I said, a bunch, the juxtaposition of the LA scenery with the country music, and then you got to, then you're on the beach, and it was really cool. How was shooting that? Did you guys write?
Thank you.
I don't know how that come about. Whose idea was all that?
So my director is actually brilliant, and his name's Isaac Rappaport, and he's done lots of things for, like, Nylon Magazine, and he's very creative. And that's what's so cool about living in L.A. You're surrounded by people who are so insanely creative in the craziest ways you can ever imagine. And when, you know, when he brought the treatment to me, I was like, yes, I love it. Because what I had in my head was very, it was, you know, it would have kind of, like, went along with the lyrics, which is what most videos do. And he was like, no, because that is not you. You are completely different. You're dynamic. I want to show you the different sides of you. You know, I want you to be glamorous. I want you to be gritty. He's known me for years, so he knows who I am. So sometimes it's better when someone who obviously isn't you, but knows you really well, tells you, kind of reflects who you are to you. It's interesting because I would have never come up with that, yet it was so true to who I am, all of it, all the different themes, all the different aspects, like the rebelliousness that you feel in it, the glam, you know, all of it. So, yeah, it was an incredible film. It was, well, back up, it was actually really hot filming it. It was 115, like the hottest day in L.A. We were downtown, and I was lighting people on fire in a leather jacket. So it was really, really, really hot, but I just had to find my inner strength and still try to enjoy being in the moment because it was such a cool experience. But yeah, there's a lot of air conditioning breaks and fan breaks and water breaks. But yeah, the majority of that was shot downtown LA, like the motorcycle parts, and that's, you know, all of that exists, all the graffiti. That's how downtown LA is. It's really cool. It's really urban. And then, of course, the beach scenes were shot at Malibu, which Malibu Beach is just beautiful. And ironically, the Malibu Beach scenes were freezing cold. That was like the day after, and it was so cold. So I was, again, having to pretend that I wasn't, you know, totally uncomfortable. But yeah, that was really cool. And then the final scene where I'm in the chair and it's like raining light. That was in one of the studios in downtown LA. So the whole thing was super cool, and I would go back and do it all over again. And I'm going to for my next single, Get Down. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited to see what we come up with for that one.
That's awesome. It's like I said, I'm a big fan of all these little cultural cities, and it's nice to see. I notice it even in Nashville. There's little things that you notice when you're driving around, or when you're in certain spots, or when you're at your favorite bar, or your favorite restaurants, or your cafe, or something. And you're like, and it's a view that people don't see on postcards, those little brick buildings in the distance, or the little piece of graffiti over here, or the way that this tree is growing up through the sidewalk right here. And it's the little things that you catch. I like putting that kind of stuff in the videos. It kind of really gives it shows a little bit. You can never really explain to somebody the culture of your city, but it's because no one sees it through the eyes that you do, but you can capture it.
Totally.
And, and I think they did a really good job on that video of showing that off. I really got with the all the different imagery.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel the same way. He's the bomb. So I'm super happy with it. And the next single is called Get Down, and I actually wrote that for my whiskey sponsor, Wicked Tango. And they just became the title sponsor of Nitro Circus, which is like a big, have you heard of Nitro Circus?
Yeah, I was going to get into I'm going to get into that next. Thanks. But first tell me when does that new single drop?
So Get Down.
Mhm.
So we're actually still figuring that out. We need to organize the music video shoot because obviously I want it to be simultaneous or pretty close to each other. Looking at a late January
release,
and the video.
And this will be the track that's going to be featured for the Nitro Circus?
Yep. So yeah. Get Down is the track that's that I wrote for my whiskey sponsor, and it's in the Wicked Tango commercials on NBC Sports and ESPN already for Nitro Circus. And we're actually, this hasn't been etched in stone yet, but part of the vision, the idea is to have Travis Pastrana be in the video and to have him do some crazy stuff because the hook is show me how you get down. And it's like, it would just be perfect if he was doing one of his crazy stunts on his bike or something. So,
oh, that would be sweet.
That's just a little sneak peek of my idea that I have.
So how'd you get hooked up with Wicked Tango?
So it's actually very serendipitous. I grew up in Lake Tahoe, went to high school in Lake Tahoe, which is in California.
Mm-hmm.
And my cheerleading coach actually called me a few years ago, and she was like, "Hey, I know that you're pursuing your country music still, and I have my next door neighbor, his vacation rental home is next door to me, and he's actually looking for a country artist to collaborate with. Can I give your number?" And I checked out the website, checked out his brand, and it's super country oriented. I'm not sure if you checked it out. It's like, you know, American heritage. It's very country music, rock and roll, you know, just good old boys. It's all about being rowdy and fun, you know?
Yeah,
that's who I am too. So yeah, I met with him, and it was history. It was very meant to be, and most things in my life have been like that. So I just run with it when it presents itself.
Well, that's pretty exciting to have the, you know, commercials with your song running on ESPN, especially during the height of this, you know, NFL just starting. Anybody who is not usually watching ESPN is watching it again now. So there's definitely,
yeah,
you're getting, that's pretty,
it's pretty crazy.
That's pretty, and to be involved with Nitro Circus, that's a pretty cool event.
I'm excited, actually. I'm meeting with the guys on Monday. We're going to talk about how to integrate my show into their show. So it's going to be interesting, and it could be, you know, I could be on a few stops with them, or I'm not exactly sure, but there's going to be some really exciting things happening, and I'm super excited.
That's really cool, because a lot of times when you talk about those, you know, I mean, maybe I'm dating myself, maybe I'm thinking too much about the 90s, early 2000s, but a lot of times when you get those extreme sport things, you mostly associate that with the rock genre.
You know, what's interesting about Nitro is their whole thing is like redneck and hillbilly. So they have like the hillbilly bar. Like, you know, when they sell out the Bridgestone Arena, say, they have the bars that are called the Hillbilly Bar, and their t-shirts say Nitro Circus, the craziest redneck show you've ever seen, you know? So, it definitely makes sense that the country people, you know, are accepted with open arms to the Nitro family. So it's pretty cool.
If I can backtrack a little bit, I want to talk about your sound. I don't know. You seem to have found a nice mix between, modern, but not going too poppy.
Yeah. Thank you. And you know, my producer like really understands where I want to go with all of this. So I have him to thank for that, because, you know, it's hard to get on the same page as someone creatively and, really trust that person who's holding the reins, you know, with the production. But yeah, my music is like, the production style is similar to like Florida Georgia Line. And of course I don't have a huge twang in my voice either, but we use, you know, all the classic instruments and I love hip hop also. So we use 808s and, I have some stuff that's pretty interesting. I love all the Sam Hunt stuff too. Yeah, I'm excited for everybody to hear the next few singles that are going to be coming out. And, I'm actually going to release my EP of, I think three other songs in a few weeks. And those are a little bit older. I wrote those around the same time as West Coast Cowgirl, so they're not going to be radio singles just yet. But, yeah, I'm excited for the world to hear the rest of my stuff, because it's been so much fun sharing West Coast Cowgirl.
Thank you for taking some time to talk to me. I feel like we can, I have to eventually find a stopping point, because I feel like we can sit here and BS for another hour. We definitely have to get together for a long form in-person interview when one of us is in each other's town.
Oh, seriously. I'm probably going to be in Nashville in the next like few weeks. So maybe we can talk about how Route 91 went, you know?
Yeah. Tell everybody again, just in case, go ahead and plug that. So it's October 4th, right?
Yep. It's October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, but I play on the 4th.
And last but not least, let's do some plugs. Where can everybody find you online?
Everybody can find me on my Instagram, Kalish Rider Music. My website is kalishrider.com. That's KALECHERYDER. And my Facebook is just Kalish Rider. So I'm pretty easy. My name's pretty unique. So if you just plug in the search engine, Kalish Ryder, all my socials will pop up. And Twitter. Don't forget Twitter.
And the Twitter. How about, are you Periscope and anything?
Yeah, I'm actually on Periscope, too. And I think my name is just Kalish Ryder on Periscope. So I'm definitely going to get a little bit more into that. I'll be Periscoping from Route 91 for sure. So that'll be fun.
Awesome. Everybody who's listening to this, make sure you give us some hearts on the Periscope.
Give us some hearts.
Well, and I'll go ahead and I'll post all that in on the site as well. So I want to thank you again, Kalish, for giving me a call.
Cool. Thank you so much. It's been awesome chatting with you. And I will seriously call you when I'm out that way, and you do the same, please.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you again.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too.